Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Government Contracts in Plain English by Christoph Milanarczyk is a practical guide to the federal procurement world written for readers who need usable understanding rather than legal jargon, positioned as an accessible business and regulatory handbook. It introduces how government contracting works while translating the core ideas of the FAR and key related concepts into straightforward language. Drawing on the author's background as a former federal contracting officer and an Air Force JAG acquisitions attorney, the book focuses on real issues contractors face before award, during performance, and when problems arise. It touches not only on regulations, but also on strategy how to pursue opportunities, how to communicate with contracting officials or primes, and how to avoid common compliance traps. A consistent feature is the bottom line upfront approach, giving readers an executive summary at the start of each chapter. The result is a field manual style overview for contractors, subcontractors, and professionals who must make decisions with incomplete time and limited patience for dense regulatory text. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the FAR and DFARs without getting lost in the rules. A central value of the book is its translation of the FAR and, when relevant, the DFARs into concepts a business professional can actually use, instead of treating the regulations as a wall of citations. It frames them as a system that drives how solicitations are written, how awards are made, and how contracts are administered. Readers are oriented to what the regulations are for, how they connect to day-to-day contracting decisions, and why certain compliance requirements appear repeatedly in federal deals. This helps explain why federal contracting feels different from commercial contracting. The government relies on standardized clauses, defined procedures, and documented decision-making, and contractors are expected to operate within that structure. The practical payoff is that readers learn how to spot when an issue is likely a regulatory requirement versus a negotiable business term, and how to approach questions with enough context to engage a contracting officer intelligently. The BLEF format reinforces quick comprehension, which is especially helpful when a reader needs to make a decision under proposal or performance deadlines rather than undertake deep legal research. Secondly, subcontracting realities flow downs, primes, and the hidden risk of clauses. The book highlights that many companies enter federal work first as subcontractors, where the governing documents can be just as consequential as a prime contract. It explains why clause flow downs matter and how risk can transfer from government to prime to subcontractor through required provisions and negotiated terms. Contractors often treat a subcontract as a commercial purchase order, but federal work frequently brings compliance obligations tied to the prime contract, including reporting, audit-related expectations, and performance rules that can affect payment and schedule. By focusing on clauses and practical negotiation points, the book encourages readers to evaluate what must be accepted, what can be clarified, and what should be resisted or priced. This is where plain English framing is most useful, rather than simply listing obligations. It emphasizes how a clause can change operational behavior, program management responsibilities, and dispute posture. For subcontractors, the guidance supports smarter communication with primes and better internal coordination between business development, contracts, and delivery teams. For primes, it reinforces the need to manage subcontract terms deliberately so downstream partners can actually comply without creating performance or legal exposure upstream. Thirdly, small business set asides and qualification opportunity with compliance strings. Small business programs are often the entry point for entrepreneurs and growing firms, and the book treats them as both opportunity and responsibility. It discusses the practical importance of understanding set-aside categories and the expectations attached to competing in those lanes. Winning set-aside work is not only about being eligible on paper, but also about aligning teaming, subcontracting, and performance plans with the rules that govern how the government measures participation and independence. The book also connects qualification to strategy targeting the right opportunities, deciding when to prime versus team, and understanding what contracting officials may be trying to achieve with a set-aside requirement. This helps readers avoid a common mistake of chasing any set-aside solicitation without assessing fit, resource needs, and contractual obligations. By translating the intent behind these programs, it supports better go or no-go decisions and more credible proposal positioning. The takeaway is that set-asides can accelerate access to the market, but contractors must treat eligibility and execution as part of their brand and risk management, because missteps can undermine performance and future competitiveness. Fourthly, protests, REAs, and claims, choosing the right tool when things go wrong. Federal contracting offers formal pathways to challenge decisions or seek compensation, but the wrong choice can waste time and strain relationships. the book addresses common confusion around bid protests and the difference between a request for equitable adjustment and a formal claim. Instead of presenting these as purely legal mechanisms, it frames them as management decisions with timing, documentation, and communication consequences. A protest is tied to the award process and is often about fairness or evaluation errors, while performance disputes may call for an REA-style approach first, depending on the circumstances and objectives. By emphasizing practical distinctions, the book helps readers think about what they are trying to achieve, what proof is likely needed, and how aggressive to be given long-term customer considerations. It also reinforces that dispute readiness starts early record-keeping, clear contractual alignment, and disciplined change management make later recovery more realistic. For contractors who feel blindsided by federal formality, this section provides a map of available options and the trade-offs among them, encouraging readers to use structured remedies strategically rather than emotionally, or by imitation. Lastly, negotiation and performance management avoiding pitfalls after award. A recurring theme is that award is the beginning of risk, not the end of it. The book connects negotiation tactics with contract administration fundamentals, including how to interpret key terms, manage communications, and prevent small issues from becoming expensive disputes. It discusses negotiation in a practical sense, understanding leverage, recognizing what the government can and cannot change easily, and preparing to discuss terms using the language of clauses and compliance rather than purely commercial preferences. It also covers termination for convenience as a uniquely federal concept that contractors must plan for, including how it affects financial expectations and project planning. These topics are presented to help readers set realistic internal expectations about federal work formal documentation, controlled changes, and predictable processes matter as much as technical delivery. The BLU structure supports a working professional who needs immediate guidance on what to do next rather than a long theoretical discussion. Overall, the emphasis is on building a repeatable approach to both negotiating and executing contracts so the company can scale in the federal market without learning every lesson the hard way. In conclusion, this book best serves people who need a functional understanding of federal contracting without dedicating their careers to reading regulatory text. Contractors and subcontractors entering the market will benefit from seeing how the FAR and DFAR shape solicitations, contract clauses, and day-to-day administration. Program managers, proposal teams, and contract administrators can also use it as a shared vocabulary builder, helping technical and business roles communicate more effectively about risk, compliance, and negotiation posture. The practical benefit is not merely knowledge of terms, but improved decision-making, choosing which opportunities to pursue, structuring subcontract relationships intelligently, recognizing when a clause creates operational obligations, and responding appropriately when performance or award disputes arise. Compared with many government contracts references that read like academic treatises or clause catalogs, the plain English approach and bluff summaries focus on usability and speed of comprehension. The author's practitioner background shows in the emphasis on real-world pitfalls and implementation realities, not just what the rules say. For readers who want an accessible entry point and an actionable overview of key issues, it stands out as a pragmatic bridge between dense regulation and the everyday choices that determine whether a federal contract becomes profitable and sustainable. If you would like to support Christoph Melynarczyk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.